Four. I'm interviewing some of the people who are present for the Golden Age Party here at St. Louis Parish about the old sister school on the Moy grounds, which they attended in the early 1900s. This is done in preparation for the celebration of the Moy Centennial, which will take place now on June the 15th and 16th of 1974. And I'm talking to two ladies now who will identify themselves and tell us something about those days.
My name is Tina Reen, my maiden name. In 29, I married Frank Fayette. In 54, I married Mr. Schrader. And I went to school in the two-story house on the grounds of the Moy. Our teacher was Sister Marcella and Sister Mary, Sister Fortunata. What else is that?
All right. Well, now you went to school there. What year were you born?
In 96.
In 96, and you started school when you were how old?
About 7.
So you started there about 1903. All right. And you were in the two-story building.
Yes.
And do you remember any incidents that used to take place in that school? Were there boys and girls both?
Oh, yes, boys and girls. Okay.
In the same classroom and all?
The same classroom, yes.
What were some of the funny things that y'all used to do?
Well, I told you, sliding down the banister. But he got in trouble, so we had to put like 500 lines. I still not slide down the banister.
He was the one that gave you the lines to write?
Sister Marcella.
Sister Marcella.
He was the main one.
And then you made your First Communion from there?
All right. Yes.
And who prepared you for First Communion? Was it the sisters or was it the priest?
Father Heckman.
Father Heckman did
yes.
himself,
twice
right.
a week. Well, sister did too. But twice a week we had instructions with him.
And then once you had made your First Communion, did you continue on with school?
Well, we went to the common school and the kind of girls' boarding school.
That's the large building at Moy.
The large building at Moy.
And how long did you continue there?
There we went about 2 years.
About two more years. And you were a boarding student?
No, we didn't go with that. We were day scholars.
Oh, you were day scholars?
Day scholars, yes.
Who were some of your teachers there? Do you?
Sister Ligoria.
Ligoria.
Sister Ligoria and Sister Natalie.
All right.
And Sister Yudoka taught us singing.
Sister Yudoka?
Yudoka.
All
right. She taught us singing.
Okay.
And she also played the organ in St. Louis Church.
Sister Yudoka
did? Yes, she couldn't hear her song. And she played the organ for years.
In the church itself?
In St. Louis Church. All right. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, would you tell us who you are?
I'm Jeffrey from Mary's
yes.
Church.
Yes.
This is John Gilbert, and I was first bride before marriage.
Okay.
And born in 1898.
And now, did you live here in Chesterville or out on the farm?
No, we lived in San Antonio on 13th Street, and when I was about 5 years old, we moved to Chesterville.
Chesterville.
We lived here then all my life.
All right. And you and Tina were in school together.
Yes,
you were classmates. You made your First Communion on the same day in 1910.
And with Father Heckman.
With Father Heckman. Can you remember any other incidents other than sliding down the banister?
Just the voice is a little rough. You still have voice. So it ain't now.
But those were happy days in school, though.
And at that time, the boys had the other side playground, and we had this.
Oh, there was a fence in between.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we couldn't talk to you about it.
They would be in class together, but when it came to recess and things, y'all were in separate.
Oh, no, they threw the ball over the fence one day and got in trouble. It's just Marcella.
Yeah,
we got me in trouble from the van.
That sounds like those must have been interesting days, and that's more than 60 years ago.
Yes, we had fun when we were kids, now to get in these cars and go, Lord knows where, but we had a fair time.
Yeah, and talking about, you know, how young kids start using grease and lipstick and stuff. You didn't go to school with that.
No way.
If you were taught, you got to go home and clean up.
Thank you very much. Again, this is in preparation for the Moy Centennial on June the 15th and 16th, 1974. I'm going to continue the interviews now. This is again Father Larry Steuben. And I'm talking now to a young man from our parish who attended the school on the Moy ground back around the turn of the century. And I asked him to identify himself, tell us his name, and then tell us something about what year he started going to school there and as much as he can remember about those days.
Well, I went to school when I was 7 years old. I went to the little school on the corner, rock building.
And what year were you born?
1888.
1888. And your full name when you were baptized was what?
Alfred Main. Alfred, no middle name.
No middle name. And what priest baptized you?
What priest? That's something I don't know.
You don't remember that?
All right,
that's 1888. Now, what year did you start to school?
Well, after I was seven, what was
when
seven?
When you were seven, other than 1895. Then.
Right.
Okay. And who were some of the teachers that you can remember back from those days?
We had Sister Winston, a priest in the school.
Uh-huh.
One class, and the rest I don't remember no more.
Okay. And how long did you go to school there, Alfred?
Well, we went to school, I guess, in all about, well, some 10, about 2 years, 3 years, something like that.
Okay. All right. And were the classes taught in what language?
German.
All in German.
All in German.
There were no English classes
no English.
At all. All right. And you were telling me you still have your catechism in German that you got back in 1895.
Yes, all that I have, and another thing, I got the first reading sermon.
All right. Did you speak English yourself at that time?
Very seldom.
Very seldom.
There's nobody around here that spoke English.
Most of the people all spoke Alsatian or German, huh?
That's right.
And you speak both Alsatian and German, do you?
Yes.
All right. Now, what were some of the interesting things that used to happen at school? Can you tell us a few little stories about that?
Well, I don't know. A lot of boys, they went down on one of those posts, you know, they slide it down. When the sister wouldn't look, the slide didn't want to go down the stairs, so they slide it down that way. But when they got back up, they wanted to know where they were. So there's where they got the spanking.
Did they used to get a lot of spanking?
Then they used to do it.
I see.
With rules on your fingers.
On your fingers?
You hit them on your fingers with the rules.
Uh-huh.
And one day I shook my foot a little bit and Father Curtis noticed it, Father Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he says, kneel down. And I kneeled down. I wanted to try, but I couldn't. So he kneeled in the corner till 6 o'clock this evening. And he went back to the convent, you know. And then when the sister came in, he says, what you kneeling there for? I says, well, Father Curtis told me to kneel till 6 o'clock this evening. And the sister said, well, you go back and sit down and I'll watch. I can look up to the coming. If I see him come, he can kneel down like this.
Was that Sister Vincent?
That was Sister Vincent.
Was she your only teacher?
The only teacher that I remember, yeah.
All right, okay. Who were some of the other people that were in school with you, some of the other boys and girls? Can you remember some of their names?
There was some Richard Alderby and Gus Keller, Alderboro, Adolf Bain,
you mentioned Pinchner.
Alfred Pinchner.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. When did you make your first communion?
1902.
And what year, what date? Do you remember the date?
It was on the 6th day of April.
1902. And that
right.
Was the Father's year.
Well, I was 12 years old, see?
All right.
Then it's underwater, you know, country festival.
Do you think that was there a flood that year?
1900.
In 1900, huh? All right. Let me ask you this. Do you think that you were pretty well prepared for First Communion? What all did you need to know to make your First Communion in those days?
I tell you, Father, my mother sat down with me and we read that catechism in three, from one end to the other first, every word. And then the second time we started in the sermon, she started asking questions.
Your mother helped
my mother. And when I went to communion, didn't have no trouble at all.
Yeah.
I just knew every question in there. I could answer.
All right.
But we had two of them in there, they went to communion without knowing anything.
Is that right?
Father called the name, you know, Father Curtis, Burr, you know, he kind of wiggled around until he got up and, yeah, he said, sir, but these Christians in sermon, you come to the heart. And he said, Adolf Bain, and Bain had a pretty smile all the time. He was saying, sit down, you know it. They went to communion with me without knowing the burn lunch, not even one.
Sometimes that happens yet right now.
It does.
But is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about those 30 years over at Moy going to school?
Over at Moy? What do you mean?
Well, over in that two-story building. Once you finished the third grade, then that was the end of schooling
that's
for
the
you.
Time, yeah.
What did you do then?
Well, I had to work in the field to make a living.
Oh, you went to work in the field then? Huh?
Yeah.
And that was about the third grade, huh?
And then I stayed at home till I was 17, then I went with Bill Nagel in the barber business.
Oh, you went
in the barber business?
I was about
1970.
How many years were you a barber here in Chesterville?
6 to 7 years.
A barber?
Now, yeah. Well, I started in 1970. Who would be good now?
Yes, it's there. It'll be 67 years.
Right. Yes.
Okay. It has been very good talking with Mr. A. Mann, Alfred Mann, who has lived here all of his life and was a barber in Chesterville for 67 years, and who entered school at the little two-story building at Moy in 1895. This is being done in preparation for the Moy Centennial Celebration on June 15 and 16, 1974, and this is Father Larry Stevens speaking. I'm now speaking with Mr. Andrew Kemp, and I'm going to ask him a number of questions about going to school on the Moy grounds at the little school. What year were you born, Andrew?
In 1897.
In 1897, and do you remember what year you started to school?
1905.
In 1905, and you went to the two-story school.
Yes.
Who were some of the boys and girls that were in your class? Can you remember any of their names?
Oh, yes. Julius Mather.
Right.
Julius Sumner, Harold Mangold, Esther Tracy, Henry Gerloff. I don't know a lot more, but I remember.
I thought there were some of them. And who was your teacher?
Sister Mary Fortunata, I think was her name.
Sister Mary Fortunata.
They called her Sister Mary.
Did y'all have a nickname for her?
No, it's just called
Sister Mary.
That was the first year of the school.
All right, and what about the second year?
And the second year, the same teacher.
All right, for the first 2 years. And then the third year, did you have a different teacher?
Third year, I think of Sister Matella as long as I went to school.
So you only had two teachers,
two teachers,
huh? And what priest was here at that time?
Father Shearer.
Father Shearer.
At first.
At first. And then Father Heckmann came, huh? Did you make your first communion when you were how old then?
I was 13 years old.
13, and so that was with Father Heckmann then.
Father
Heckmann. All right. Now, can you remember any interesting incidents that happened? Any like what were some of the things y'all got into as students?
Well, I can't remember anymore. Of course you have.
There was a playground for the boys and one for the girls.
Playground,
huh?
Yeah, one on the other side of the
boys. I see. And you pretty much stayed in your own playground, is that right?
We all had to stay.
Is that right? Did you ever get in trouble with Sister Marcella?
No, not very much.
Did you ever slide down
she
the...
She told me once in a while.
Oh, is that right?
She never whipped you.
Did you ever slide down the battlefield?
No, but some of the boys did, the older boys in the higher grade.
Now, where were you? Were you living here in town at that time?
I lived in the same place I was living.
And so you went back and forth every day. What did you walk to school?
I walked to school most of the time.
Come across Young's Crossing or where?
Sometimes. When the river was up, you went across the bridge.
All right, the bridge was already in at that time.
Yeah.
Yes. So what year was that bridge built? Do you know the first bridge?
The first bridge? It was, I don't remember exactly, but it was around 1903 or 4, I guess, the first bit.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And the second bit was still later on.
Now, what was the big building at Moy being used for while y'all were going to school over at the little corner building?
We always went to school there.
Yes, but what was the big building being used for, do you know?
For the convent?
Yes.
Well, because it was Yvonne College.
Oh, they lived there, is that right?
They had girls boarded.
Oh, and they had a girls' boarding school there.
School.
I see. Did the girls come from all over to go to school?
Yeah, from everywhere.
Okay, very good. I've been talking with Mr. Andrew Kemp, who's been telling us about his going to school at the two-story building on the Moy grounds back in the early 1900s. It's been good talking with you, Andrew, and this is being done in preparation for the Moy Centennial Celebration, June 15, 1974. This is Father Larry Stevens speaking. Andrew, as I'm talking with you, there's one other thing I want to ask you.
The little church, the first little church, what was it used for back in those days when you were going to school? What was in the church? Did y'all use it for anything?
The parish used it for instruction. Father Heckman gave instruction.
Who did he instruct in that little bit?
Some union class.
All right. So it was not used, they never had mass in it or anything like that. And was it in pretty good repair at that time?
It was about like it is now, I think.
Right. It was simply used as a classroom.
Yeah.
All right. Good. I have often wondered about that, and since I was talking with you, and you know the history of Castleville as well as anybody that I know, I wanted to ask you that question. Thank you, Andrew, very much. Continuing my interviews now, and I'm speaking with another very lovely lady, and who's going to tell us something about the early days in Castleville.
Well, I was born at Behanic, and I got married in 1909, and I married Miss Fred Jaggy. And after I was married, I had to come to Castleville. And we come on the wagon because I had a piano. And I wanted that piano to be with me so I wouldn't get lonesome. So we had my husband's brother with him. And he sat on the back of the wagon, he played the piano and sang all the way home.
All the way from Behanic to Castleville. What was your husband's brother's name?
Hugh.
Hugh Jaggy.
Yeah,
all right.
Hugh.
And what was your name before you married Mrs. Jaggy?
Cecile Turner.
Cecile Turner from Behanic.
From Behanic. My folks come from Germany.
All right. And you married Fred Jaggy in Behanic in 1909. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you came to Castleville and you've lived here ever since?
Ever since.
All right. And I buried your husband in 1971, wasn't it?
2 years. Right.
I know. Y'all were together many years, and he was a very special friend of mine, even though I only knew him for not too many months.
I never forget when he come home, and he told me that he met me, and he said, I sure like him.
Well, that makes me very happy to hear that he told you that. I want to ask you one other question. You told me that as a young girl, before your marriage and all, you came over to Castleville and went to the convent school here, is that right?
Yes, I did.
You were a boarding student here.
Yes.
You came from Behanic.
From Behanic.
How many years did you spend over here?
I think it was 2 years.
And do you remember the names of any of the teachers that you had?
I don't think I could. I could after I think about it, but I've had to think
about it. How old a girl were you about at that time?
I was 15 years old.
All right, because coming over here and spending a couple of years was like going away to college right now, wasn't it?
Well, some days for college, yes.
I bet so. Yeah. What kind of courses did you take in those days? Do you remember roughly what were some of the things
well,
y'all studied?
Anything you studied in school, and I take music.
And you took music too, right? The piano?
Yes, that's right. Why I come here.
Do you remember who the piano teacher was? I've heard the name of Sister
Yudoka.
Sister Yudoka.
Yes.
Was she the one that was deaf and yet she was a...
Yes, that horn in her ear.
Really? Okay. I really want to thank you, Mrs. Jaggy, and this is done in preparation for the Moyer Centennial celebration, which will be this weekend now, June the 15th and 16th, 1974. This is Father Larry Steuben speaking. I'm standing here talking now with another of the young men of our parish, Bernard Fitzsimon. And Bernard, I know that you went to the two-grade school on the Moyer grounds too, and I'd like to ask you when you started there, like what year you were born, when you started to school there, and who were some of your teachers, and other things that you can remember about those days.
Well, I was born January 12, 1900. I went to school, started school there in 1907. I don't remember the first grade teacher, but my second grade teacher was Sister Mary. And after that, the grade that went there to the fifth grade was Sister Marcella. Kind of difficult to remember anything.
What did you do after the fifth grade then?
I went to school in San Antonio and St. Mary's.
Oh, you went up now. You became a boarding student then.
Yeah.
Now,
I lived with my sister, but that was St. Mary's. That was St. Mary's on College Street.
Right, okay. Run by the Brothers of Mary.
Yes.
Okay. Is that how far the grades went here for boys up to the fifth grade only?
I think so. All right. I can't recall, but I believe that's what it was up to the fifth grade.
All right. Now, let me ask you this.
with a name like Fitzsimon, that's not an Alsatian name. How did your family get to Chesterville, and when did they arrive here?
Well, my father was after here, they came here in 96. The bishop, he was born in San Antonio, but he came here as a little over a year old.
Bishop Fitzsimon, your brother, Bishop Lawrence Fitzsimon, was already born by the time you all arrived here.
Yes, Tom was the first one born here.
All right, okay.
And what was it you asked for?
Now, how you got into this community?
The old doctor here, Dr. Zendry, died, and Mr. Inkin, John Inkin, I think it was, went to San Antonio and persuaded my father to come out here. He was born in Dublin, Ireland.
Your daddy?
Yes, he went to school in Dublin. He graduated from St. Lawrence to seminary. Yes, it was a seminary. My mother came from Hamburg, Germany. She came over from Germany to South America, where she was a tutor and governess to the ambassador to Venezuela at the time. And she was there 2 or 3 years, and then she went to Chicago. And my father, in the meantime, had gone from Ireland to Chicago, and they met in Chicago.
And got married there?
Got married there and came south to San Antonio.
That is quite a story.
He was a druggist at the time. He had owned the drugstore in Chicago. And so then he worked for the old Chapa drugstore on the corner of Santa Rosa and Commerce Street. And after being here for a while, well, he decided to take up medicine, so he studied night. And then there were 2 children born. My mother ran the boarding house and took care, supported the family while he went up to Memphis to finish his schooling in medicine.
Did he practice in San Antonio before coming down here?
Yeah, he was the chief surgeon for the city hospital.
But once he came to Chesterville, that was home from then on. And you're still living in the same home in which you grew up as a boy.
Well, born and grew up.
The old Tardy
Hotel.
Okay. Now, your own schooling, which began here at Moy, you went on to finish college at St. Mary's?
No, from St. Mary's. I was only there a year. I went up to Subiaco, Arkansas, with the Benedictine.
I see.
I was there for 3 years. No, 2 years, and then I went 1 year to La Porte.
To the seminary at La Porte?
The seminary.
Oh, no, I never knew that, Bernard, but you were in the seminary too. No.
Yeah, they started serving it.
And after the seminary, what did you do then?
Well, I come back home and went to work in San Antonio. Worked for the electric company, Martin Wright.
Well, I know that you have been most of your life a pharmacist yourself. Where did you get your pharmaceutical training?
Well, my pharmaceutical training was mostly correspondence course.
Okay, I see.
Of course, I was practically raised in the drugstore with my dad and father at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't hard for me to continue with the studies, and then I passed the board in 31.
In 1931, the Texas Pharmaceutical Board. Mm-hmm. Bernard, it's been good talking with you. For one whose name is Fitzsimon, I would say you've got to be an honorary Alsatian at least.
It has been a well-known name
in St. Louis Parish for all of this century, really.
That's
you
right.
Speak Alsatian, do you?
Oh, yes.
Let me listen a little bit to what an Irishman whose father was an Irishman and his mother a German, what he sounds like when he speaks Alsatian.
Well, I didn't say it.
That was good. thank you very much, Bernard. This is Father Larry Steven, and I'm speaking now with one of the men from the parish. And this case is being done in preparation for the Morris and Klingler celebration on June 15 and 16, 1974. I'm going to let the man I'm talking with just tell us something about himself.
I'm Victor Condit. I was born in Chesterville in 1913. I started school in St. Louis 1920. Mr. Marcello was one of my was the head of the school when I went to school at Chesterville. She was pretty rough on the boys, but I'll tell you one thing. If anybody said anything about her boys, they had a fight on their hands. But she took up for her boys. Well, a few of the incidents that happened, we had a high board fence along the perimeter of the school ground. We played all kinds of games, such as baseball and basketball and things that wherever we could. We had a string ball made out of string that we wound up and had an old pick handle used for a baseball bat. And we had a big, pretty large restroom at the far end of the playground, and it had a board on it, a board wall. It had cracks in it about a half an inch thick, and sometimes we'd get behind the restroom to climb over the fence to get our ball. Sister Marcella would stand on the porch of the school, and she could see us through those cracks going across the school, and when she said, clapping with her hands, we knew we had it. But anyway,
where was that restroom? Is that way on the west side, down by the Gophers?
Yes, towards the Gophers on the west. Right.
Was the highway already through at that time?
No.
Highway 90 was not there?
No.
So how big were the school grounds? Were they just simply sort of squared off from what they are now?
It was about, two lots.
Two lots more than what it is right now?
No. It was just, there was a partition between the what is now known as the Moy and St. Louis School. There was a partition there. It was about two lots.
The building on the corner, the two-story building. That's where you went to school.
Yes.
But y'all never went around more around the convent.
No.
What was that at that time?
Well, at that time, the OMI fathers were over there.
Oh, they had a seminary there.
Yes, they had a seminary. And one time I climbed over the fence to get a baseball, and some of the seminarians got a hold of me, and they were all had me in a circle, and they were talking to me about becoming a priest. And Sister Marcella, she had gotten a stepladder, and she climbed up to look over the fence, and she clapped. She says, "What's going on?" The seminary says, "Oh, we're trying to make a priest out of him." She says, "That's a hard job." Another time.
So really, the school ground was really only two lots right there next to the school itself. It wasn't a big area.
No.
Well, now, were there boys and girls in the school?
Yes.
And was there a fence to separate the boys from the girls?
There was a fence to separate the boys from the girls, because the girls were on the north side, girls were on the south side.
Well, now, you really didn't have very much room to play.
No, but of course, we weren't too many kids either at that time.
About how many students were in the whole school? Do you have any?
I'd say maybe 40 or 50.
And that was first grade for what?
First grade, I think at that time they had maybe up to the 7th or the 8th.
Okay, all right. Tell us more of that story.
Anyway, one time we were older boys, and there were some initials cut on the walls of the sanctuary, and Father Heckman's housekeeper, she got after us. She accused us of cutting those initials in the walls, and of course some of our fathers had already cut their initials in those same walls, so we got mad, so we decided we were going to strike. We weren't going to serve mass anymore. Okay, next morning, Sister Marcella, she called all the older boys up to the big room. That was upstairs. That's where the bigger boys were. And she had us all up there, and she had her desk up in one corner. And she called me first. "Victor, come up here." "Yes, sister?" "What is this I hear about you're not going to serve mass anymore?" "That's right, sister." "Touch." I got one on the side of my face with her bare hand. She said, "Sit down." She asked the rest of the older boys, "Is there any more that don't want to serve mass anymore?" No, sister. The strike was over. Another time I got into a little trouble. I did some mischief, and sister, I don't remember who the sister was downstairs, but anyway, I think it was Sister Foster. She reported me to Sister Marcella, and Sister Marcella sent word for me to come up to the big room after school. Sister Marcella had the habit when school was out, she'd lead all the boys from the big room downstairs and dismiss them. Well, when she left with the big boys, she locked the door and left me in there. So I looked, well, the windows were open, and there was a porch on the